This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go.
You're not near your microphone.
Hey, take two. I've only done this for 30 years. Now I'm in front of the microphone. Well, whatever. No one's watching anyway, so what's going on?
I thought there was something wrong with my headset. No. I was like, why can't I hear Jerry?
I was just looking into the camera, and yeah. We were talking and whatever.
So I was thinking of this recently. There's on the boardwalk in my town in the summer, they put up these like old photos from town. It's really right. Kind of interesting to me because they're old. And there's one that I saw this morning while walking my dog. It was Babe Ruth visits Bradley Beach.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was Babe Ruth visiting Bradley Beach. He was there pictured with the mayor in 1926.
Yeah.
I go, okay,
almost 100 years ago now.
99 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'll be 56.
Right.
So that's really only halfway, like double my life.
Yep.
And yet... if you think back to 100 years ago, it seems so...
oh, God, yeah.
Different.
Yes, of course. 100 years ago, people, the car, and not everybody had a car, number
right.
one. The ones they did have looked goofy. There were horses walking around the streets of Manhattan. Yeah, it's very different.
And I see all these other things, like Bradley Beach used to have a lot of hotels. It was
right.
like one of these shore towns that had... we have no hotels now. But I'm like, and I'm seeing the pictures of them. I'm like, where were they? Like, is my condo where a hotel was?
It's possible. Yeah, it's very possible. How many, when you say they had a lot of hotels, was it like Hotel Alley, like Atlantic City?
No, but they probably had like three to four, a good, decent size hotel.
How the hell did they build them?
That's the other thing.
That amazes me.
That's the other thing. The way the buildings were constructed compared to today.
Right.
Which is like crappy construction.
In a lot of cases, cheaply.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. We're trying to do it more cheaply.
Yeah, maximize profits as opposed to being safe.
Yeah, and I think like back in the day, we are going to make a beautiful building that's going to stand the test of time for a very long time.
It's pretty wild. I love old photos.
Me too.
I think it's very a snapshot back in time. Yeah. It's very neat.
And I try to picture like what it was like to live back then. Like even just like we even talk about like in sports, like people would wear a suit to the baseball game.
Sure.
All these pictures of people on Bradley Beach in the 1920s, and they look like they're wearing wool clothing. The men are in there's a guy in a tie.
Mm-hmm. But that's how you dressed. Like that was the clothes available to society at the time. The Under Armour gang weren't around yet. Nike, Phil Knight hadn't been born yet.
And it's crazy. And we still knew, like, because we got hurricanes and bad storms back then along the coast, to build places that would stand the test of the winds and all this.
Well, I'm sure along the way that there were some, I'm not saying in Bradley Beach, but
oh, sure.
I guarantee you there have been structures throughout the course of time that were built on the wrong spot and people found out the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure there were, you know, engineering mistakes made. That's how you learn. The problem is when you make those mistakes, people die.
Yes. I know, like, if you go to, like, buy a house, you want, like, oh, well, give me a new, modern. But there's something about an old house that has been sitting there for 100 years where you go, I think I trust this home to still stand for another however many long
years. Well, I've told you, and it's not my last house was not as old as Gina's by any stretch. You know, hers was from the teens or 20s.
1922.
Right. The last house we were in was built in, I think it was 1952, I believe. And I will tell you, no matter what the storm, you didn't even hear it. Like, it was that house. I don't know what they made it out of, what type of wood or concrete they used, but that thing was sturdy. The house I'm in now was built in 1980, I think 85, I think. And while I like it, it's a bigger home, much bigger. All of that's wonderful. It's a pain in the ass. It doesn't feel as good as the other one. And that 30-year difference, I think, is a big deal.
I remember reading something or hearing from a construction person that they told me. Now, my condo falls into this category, unfortunately.
Okay.
Where they go, don't buy anything that was built in the 90s. Because I feel like that's when these people feel like they used cheaper materials and tried. And I guess maybe there was a boom where they were building a lot of places. Yeah. So it was like
buying in bulk.
Yeah. And then like not being super, you know, making sure everything was 100% correct. It was just like, let's get these up and let's move on.
My guess would be they were still hitting the proper legal standards, but probably at the minimum. So if you had to use a grade of lumber, I'm just making stuff up here because I don't live in that world. But if, you know, the passable grade of lumber allowed by law was, say, grade 1, but grade 4, you're going to build a sturdy house, but it costs 2 times as much, which one do you think they were going to buy?
Cheap one.
Right. Whereas maybe 50 years ago, that cheaper grade of lumber wasn't available. And if you were going to buy a house, you had to buy X.
Right. You had to buy the solid lumber.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I would love to go back in time to some of these old photos.
I know.
Like, how do we get back there?
You don't. Unless you can find Doc Brown and the time machine and the DeLorean. I don't know that you're going to be able to do that.
There's also like Facebook. I don't know what happened with Facebook, but it's they're feeding things now like in a, you're not seeing the people you follow even on Facebook.
I know, really?
they did this to Instagram. It's the same company. So Facebook is doing it too, where they're just feeding you things they think you want to see.
Interesting. What's the point of following someone then?
I don't know. But the stuff they're feeding me, for the most part, is stuff I want to see. They're giving me like old pictures of Asbury Park. When I say old, I mean like 1978.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Asbury Park in 1982.
Yeah.
And even those look so old, just 40 years ago.
But it's 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And you think about how far we've come now with the pixels and the digital cameras, how clear everything is. You go back to film, while it was great and durable, it was grainier. It wasn't quite as good unless you had a really good camera. So those photo and time, you know, kind of makes things look older than they are.
The other thing I think back on when I see these old pictures is like, you had to be prepared. I'm going out and taking a photograph today. Like you had to have
a camera.
A big camera back then.
Yeah.
And to go out to purposely, like, Babe Ruth is coming to town.
Be ready.
We're bringing out our big camera.
And you better have film.
Yeah. And you make sure the lighting, and or you use the giant flash that explodes.
Think about how many people took photos, went and got them developed, and it was nothing there.
Yeah.
As opposed to now with our cameras, take 19 of them to make sure you got the right photo.
Hey, where are those Babe Ruth photos? Oh, they.
Uh-oh.
And there was like, I remember this because in 1976, I was 7 years old. The bicentennial was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there's a picture of the bicentennial train that like went across America.
Yeah.
And it was the bicentennial train stops in Bradley Beach.
No kidding.
1976.
So you have a tree. I didn't realize there's a train line that runs through Bradley. Is that what New Jersey Transit runs through?
It does run through there.
No kidding. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. It's the New Jersey coast. Yeah. If you take the local, you'll hit all those. Like after Long Branch. Long Branch is like the big.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can go to Bayville, right? Isn't that the furthest you can take New Jersey coastline?
I'm not sure, but that sounds right. I feel like I've heard that over the loudspeaker.
I think that's the farthest you, but I think you have to switch at Long Branch to get it, I think.
Yeah, yeah, at Long Branch you could switch to things, and you could switch to something that would get you to
Atlantic City, I think.
Yeah, but it'll pass Bradley Beach.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
All those little towns. Belmar even has like a train station.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that would be cool seeing the 1776 train roll through.
Yeah.
That must have been the type of thing, too, I would think, that families got all dressed up to go see.
Yes.
Like, if that's a thing.
And when I think back on those, is like, how did they make it so their cars survived the winter? Or their homes? Like, you had to prepare for, like a car... I worry about my car starting in the winter, which is crazy. I understand.
I know.
But here's these people in a Model T Ford.
Well, I agree with you there.
And you're cranking that up and it's starting in the winter?
I would even go back to the 80s. I don't understand how they started.
Yeah.
Now, these cars are built. And these engines are just unbelievable. Literally, these engines can start when it's minus 50 degrees.
Yeah.
They'll start right up, which is incredible to me. And the fact that the cars don't melt when it's 105 degrees.
That I don't get.
But they don't. I mean, and the plastic is built to withstand temperatures of 200 degrees.
Yeah, my dashboard, you're telling me, is not melting?
It's not.
My Easy Pass sitting up there, it just in the sun?
Do you think when they put leather in the car the first time, someone in the summer got into it with shorts on? Holy crap! Burnt their legs.
Ah! Well, they also used to talk about how the... whatever the belt buckle, the seat belt buckle was made of,
they would get
red hot. Burn yourself on that.
No doubt about it. But now it is. Like, but plastic. All of that stuff is very cool. And how about, you ever see photos of like Sunday masses from like the 40s and 50s, even the 60s, where like mass is packed? You go to a Sunday mass these days, I don't go anymore. We used to. They're not exactly... ain't full.
Not only were they packed, like the beautiful church, and a lot of those churches are still standing.
Oh, sure.
The ones that are just
with
like
the glass windows, the stained glass. Yep.
And
beautiful.
All that wood inside.
Very, really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like it should be, like when you look at those old photos, it should be more than like your, like if I look back just on, I was born in 69. So if I saw photos from 1969 where I was alive.
Yeah.
It looks like it's in, like, not black and white, but, you know, like sepia, sepia-colored ones. That's what it feels like life was like even then.
Well, even when you think about the 1950s and the 60s when the neighborhoods were being born and the suburbs were starting to explode, and you had the all-American family with the dad who went to work and the mom was home and the daughter and the son, and there was your... maybe even another kid, there was your perfect family, and they got the bright, vibrant colors. Come live here.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. Over the years, we've gotten much better at a lot, but there is the deterioration of the extended family.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I remember growing up, every Sunday was dinner in the house. we didn't have anybody really come over. It was just the five of us for the most part, because I have an older sister as well with my brother. But we got together a lot with extended family, at least once a month, I would say. Now it's basically weddings and funerals.
Yeah.
It's the only time you see them.
Are you a middle child?
I am.
Yeah, me too.
Yep.
Look at us, Jerry. Middle children.
Middle child. I think Eddie is too, isn't he?
I'm
or is
not
he
sure.
the youngest? I know I he's got an older sister, does he not?
I think he's the youngest. He definitely has at least one older sister.
Okay.
He's definitely, I do believe he is the youngest. I think.
Interesting.
Yeah. They say middle children try to keep the peace.
That's, yeah, it's probably.
You think that was true?
Probably true, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I really haven't had much peace to have to keep, I would say. But, yeah, it's probably true.
I think the oldest child is the one who gets in trouble the most because they're...
First time through.
Yeah, first time through. They're testing the waters. You know, like, I watched my older sister get in trouble. Sure. So I was like, okay, I won't do those things.
Either that or if you did it, your parents didn't care as much.
They yeah.
did, but not as much.
Right.
And you were a boy.
I was a boy, definitely.
Which, you can say what you want. That is true.
It was weird. Like, I feel like I caught on to what annoyed my father. But my sister never did, even though she was the one
she did.
Causing the trouble.
No, she did.
Like, how did you not catch on to that?
They did.
They didn't care?
I think.
These first children?
Given.
Firstborns?
I would say, given my experience when we were kids, the way my sister and my mom used to battle over things that even I knew you shouldn't be doing or saying. Given the way I've got a good handful of friends now whose daughters are all between 17 and 20.
Yeah.
Seeing the way they are now battling with their moms, and it's the same. They know what they're doing. I just think it's a game in a weird way.
Yeah.
And I don't think guys, men, we don't think we're not that way. We're all wired different. There's a reason Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus is a best-selling book and will continue to be. Women are different, a lot different from men, and relationships are different. Like, for instance, I would think, I could be wrong, but I would think in a lot of cases, if, let's say your sister has a friend, they think they're pretty tight, and they kind of drift apart. Then all of a sudden, one day, what does she want? Like, probably be pissed off, like, where'd you go? Guys drift apart, like, hey, how you been, dude? Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
Like, it's just different. At least that's been my experience with the people I know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, my father would hate, like, if you lied to him. He was very big on that. And my sister was so bad at it.
Was she really?
I'm like, how are you not catching on to this?
Wow. Well, she thought she was going to get away with it.
Thought she was going to get away with it. Yeah.
That or she was really just trying to dig in.
So you think maybe these older siblings, it's part of the battle. They kind of like testing the waters.
I think, yeah. I think they're the mature, the older one in the group, so they feel like they're an adult. I know even to this day, my sister will, you know, she'll always with a smirk bring up, my curfew when I started driving was 10 and you and your brother were midnight. Like, and I know she's joking, but I also know if you go back to that time, it bothered her.
Yeah.
And then when my parents were more flexible with us, I know it bothered her. Like, what the hell? But I don't think it was the fact that she was the oldest and they were first time parents, didn't know what the hell they were doing. And I can see it now too. You know, my older son, we've been relatively free with him. Like, he's been a good kid, so we don't. But there are times like, hey, can you come in a little earlier? My younger guy might be like, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know. You're going through it for the first time. And you only go through it once.
Yeah.
Hopefully. You know, it's just raising kids is interesting.
Yeah, because the first child comes through. The parents are at a certain stage in life. Then the second kid comes along. The parents are at a different stage in life, perhaps.
100, absolutely. Can be. Unless you're having kids a year apart. In my case, my boys are 5.5 years apart. So my sister was 6 years older than me. So it is very similar in that regard.
Yeah. And then your brother was how much younger than you?
2 years.
Yeah, I have my sister was 3 years older, and then my other sister 4 years younger.
Oh, okay.
So I spread there. Yeah, I was a freshman in high school when my older sister was a senior.
Okay.
But I was never in school with my younger sister.
Got it. You were getting out as she was going in.
Yeah.
Yep. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Speaking of Facebook, which I did before, Jerry, and telling you about all these old photos I've been seeing, there's also a couple of weird scams on Facebook.
Only a couple?
Well, there's they're all they're very similar, and they've been like all over my timeline now. So the first one comes up, and it's a guy posting. He goes, "Hey, my nephew works at Guitar Center, and they got all these Gibson guitars that they need to get rid of because the new Gibsons are coming in. You can get one for like $12 right now. All you got to do
$12.
Yeah, $12.50. All you got to do is if you just fill out this survey, they're giving the guitars for $12.50, and here's the link. And then under it, because I was like, oh, I can't wait to see the comments, all scam, right. Scam. Under it is hundreds of comments that also have to be fake of just got mine delivered yesterday. This is so awesome. Wow. Yeah. So I saw it. I was like, oh, that seems like bull crap. Then I'm just scrolling down a little more, and then it goes, hey, my niece works at Trader Joe's. They're giving away these gift baskets for $10. All you have to do is fill out this survey. They're trying to get customer input. Here's the link. And then click on the comments. All just got my basket delivered. The food in here is great. Hundreds of them. What scuzz buckets?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That's why, I know. You don't trust anything. You can't ignore it.
And it bothers me, too, because sometimes I'll see an ad for an actual product.
And you don't believe it.
Right. I'll give you an example of one. So I have like really bad shoulder pain, right? So I see Dan Orlovsky is a spokesperson for this piece of equipment where he's twirling this like weighted thing. And there's like,
oh, you're doing that. You sure it's not for masturbation?
No. It's for your shoulder.
Okay.
And so I know it's an ad, but it's on Facebook, and I click on it, and all the comments are positive. But I'm like, is this real or like?
Don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know. It's unless you know. I mean, Dan Orlovsky's a pretty big name.
He doesn't seem like he'd be involved in a crappy product.
You wouldn't think so. The question you have to find out is he really endorsing the product, or did AI create this? Because that's a new thing too now.
Yeah.
And it takes time to get it shut down. Unless you know the person or you're listening to the person every day and they are promoting it on that platform you watch or listen to them on, I don't know that I trust anything. I really don't.
Yeah. Because this weighted thing, this piece of equipment's $300.
Wow.
Now, if it really worked, it's worth $300.
Right.
But it also looks like they put way too much effort into the packaging of the item, where I'm like, all your money is in the packaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know, because, you know, if it's not on TV, or like I say, where you listen or know the person from, the internet is the wild, wild west.
And yeah.
With AI now, stinks. You can pretty much create anything you want and make it look as real as possible. I don't know. I don't have answers for you.
Yeah, speaking of that, too, I wanted to make a graphic for Cool Games.
Yes.
So, and the Tom Izzo, the computer guy around here, internet guy. He told me that Google Gemini is the best to use for photographs. So I took a picture of us and I asked it to put us near a brick wall that said spray painted Cool Games smoking cigarettes. And then Google came back and said, I'm sorry, I can't make this. I said, why? And it said, because we don't do smoking cigarettes.
That is so weird.
So I said, okay, do it without smoking cigarettes. And I gave a nice photo. But then someone else told me, they go, why don't you then take that photo that it made
right. And
ask Grok to just make you guys have
That's
cigarettes.
That's a good idea.
So I said to Grok, can you make these guys smoking cigarettes? They made us African American.
Why? I mean, that's fine, but why?
By the way, we look pretty good.
Great.
I should have saved it for you. I deleted it.
Oh, okay. That's odd, though. I wonder why.
Grok is very bad at, they distort faces and things. Like, it just looked weird. I was like, I just gave up on it.
I have found when you think something is a little too complicated for Grok, it does it perfectly. When you give it a simple task, it complicates it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like, it'll tell you, just tell me what you want me to do. I spell it out for it, and it comes back something that looks nothing like what I'm asking for.
Right.
I know. I don't know. I don't know. I guess that's not perfected yet either.
Yeah. Noted listener Eddie Mush. Sent me a screen grab. He asked Grok about my name.
Yeah.
And Grok's not sure whether I'm Al Hughes or Al Dukes. Grok said there is some confusion. That's as funny. To what his real name is.
It was, but what's weird about that is Al Dukes has tweeted thousands and thousands of times. Al Hughes is just a funny drop and story.
Although on Twitter, my name is Al Hughes Dukes.
Oh, that's why then.
Because I didn't want, if people were searching for me and they thought my name was Al Hughes, I wanted them to be able to find me.
That makes sense. All right, so now you confused Grok.
Yeah, I guess I did, yeah.
That's on you.
Then I saw another thing about these Groks and these Google Geminis is that these scammers are making all these posts about like, well, just to use an example, Wells Fargo helpline number is this, and they post it so many times that if you go into Google and just search, hey, what's the Wells Fargo, God. It thinks that's the real number and gives it to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I give up.
So all these people that think AI is going to take over the world, it's stupid sometimes.
It might. But it's freaky.
It's dumb sometimes.
Dumb, and it's going to ruin us.
Do you think we'll ever be able to get to a point where you and I, in enjoying old photographs, can put ourselves into the time?
No. I don't think we're time traveling.
Not in our lifetime.
No. I don't believe that exists.
Like, I'd love to be able to type into something like, send me to Bradley Beach in 1926. I would like to say hi to Babe Ruth.
That's fair. And then what happens if you get captured by a drug lord?
In 1926?
Mm-hmm. Because you have no idea what happened that day Babe Ruth was there.
No. All they have is the one photograph.
Right. What if some Red Sox fan showed up with a bow and arrow and
missed Babe Ruth
and
but
got
hit
you?
Great.
Can you come back?
I don't know.
Exactly. You would be trapped in 1927 and then buried.
What about this? Maybe it already happened. The bow and arrow got me in the shoulder, which is why in this life I'm experiencing
shoulder
pain.
I think the bow and arrow
pain.
Got you in your brain. That's
or my
I
brain.
Think. Come on now. The one thing, real quick, you talk about pain. The one thing that really annoys me, you might have even posted it. I saw it somewhere, is when, you know, people are saying, you know, all pain is due to, you know, mental issues.
Yes.
Sorry. When you have an x-ray that shows a, you know, a vertebrae sitting on a nerve, it's not mental. Some things I do. I do think you can create stress for sure. And, you know, that might warrant that conversation. A dude breaks his arm. The pain ain't coming from the stress in his body.
Sure.
And if you've got slipped discs in your back, that is not. Now, you want to tell me everything looks fine, but, oh, I'm telling you, there's some. I agree. I think you're creating that on your own. And I do think those things do exist. But you got to be fair, too. Real pain does exist based on physical ailments.
Yes. Well, even the people who say it's in your mind, they will tell you the pain is real. You are actually feeling pain.
Yes.
But they think it's you're manifesting the pain.
And some people on your might. Own. Some people could create it in their own head. I don't disagree with that. But I don't wake up every morning saying, oh, God, I hope I'm not in pain today. No, I wake up. I feel the way I feel. Like, I don't even think about it. I felt great today. Didn't even give it a thought. Slept the night for the first time in, I think, 2 years.
Is that right?
I did. Go figure. Weird. Didn't get up once.
And now tonight you have Cowboys Eagles.
Yes, I'm actually leaving now.
You're doing the radio play-by-play.
I am for Compass Media Networks.
Well, we will have all of your calls tomorrow morning.
I'll get you what I can. The shame of it is I love doing it, but when you do these primetime games, Westwood One is the primary national radio partner of the NFL. So I think they're on the bigger stations like FAN. We're on like 80 stations, but I think they're the smaller stations around the country. When Westwood One's not involved, we get a lot of coverage.
Right.
So I'll get you what I can for sure, but I don't know that anybody's rolling on it here. I don't know if they can.
Well, CeeLo better find it.
I'll send him a few things.
Because you know the booms tomorrow is going to say, right to CeeLo. Where's the Jerry cuts?
I hope so. It's nice to be acknowledged, you know, and played.
Plus, we get to yell at CeeLo. It'd be fun.
That would be fun. I already sent in my picks, by the way, to G. So.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I heard the games. We're good.
Oh, all right, good.
So,
by the way, tomorrow, cool games.
I won't be here.
Did you glance at them?
There's a lot of good ones.
Really?
A lot of good ones. I actually think this is one of the better weeks that we're going to see all season.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's actually. And now, in fairness, tonight would have been one of them.
For sure.
So I will tell you, I haven't looked at the entire slate, but usually we get three or four. We're happy. I think you have at least. I'm going to put the over under 6.5. I'm taking the over.
Really?
Yeah. I think you had a good set of games this weekend.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Well, I look forward to that then tomorrow at 5:25.
Yes, sir.
Until then, see ya.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.